There are places on the internet that most people don't go. This is the dark web. It's the place where drugs are sold, hitmen are hired, and children are subjected to horrible abuses. Eileen Ormsby is a journalist and author who has taken a deep dive into the darkest places on the web. The Wire's Sarah Martin asked her about that process and what she found.
I started writing about Silk Road in 2012, and Silk Road was the first major point-and-click drugs market. And it had this philosophy of not selling anything, the purpose of which was to harm or defraud another person. So they sold drugs. They sold every kind of drug available. But the idea was that it was willing buyers buying from sellers in a way that was potentially safer than buying on the street. So that was a fairly gentle intro into the dark web. It was only as I travelled through the more and more years that it got darker and darker.
That started taking you into the world of hitmen and perceived murder for hire. What was that experience like for you?
The hitmen have always been a staple of the dark web markets, and I've always gone through them and telling everybody, oh, they're scams. And then this new hitman site, Murder for Hire site called Visa Mafia, ducked. And once I started writing about Visa Mafia operations, the owner of that started bombarding me with threats, everything from hacking my computer and putting illegal images onto it to sending one of his operatives around to beat me up or visit my family and telling me that, you know, I didn't know who he was or where he was, but he knew who I was and where I lived. That got a bit creepy, and certainly I follow one particular murder, and I went to Minnesota in the US to attend a trial of someone who had paid $13,000 to beat the mafia to murder somebody.
It's pretty horrific, and it's quite interesting from the perspective of someone researching this. You have to put yourself out there, don't you? So that process of exposing yourself, how do you do that? When you're communicating with people on the dark web, do you say, I'm Eileen and I am this journalist looking into this for my own research? Is that how you follow these stories?
Most of the time, certainly with the dark net markets, so the big drugs and weapons and fraud markets, I actually go in there using the same username all the time. I tell them that I'm a journalist writing a story and I'm trying to get the truth rather than just doing a hit and run of the dark web is evil and bad and everybody on it is evil and bad. I try to get under that a bit. In some of the other communities, such as the murder for hire at beginning anyway, and child exploitation communities, I certainly wasn't open in those until I started communicating with the owner of Visa Mafia, the murder for hire site.
The stories that you covered, so both on Silk Road and that progression, I guess, from ideologue to sort of being a part of a lesser moral community, it sometimes seems like it's a race to the bottom. It must feel very uncomfortable sitting within that for a period of time.
There's any number of underground communities. Some of them are very active. And it's always interesting to see how the communities survive and evolve and regulate themselves when you have total anonymity. And some communities, like the darknet markets, they tend to work on market forces. So people need to have good reputations in order for other people to work with them. So those people will often work on gaining those good reputations. And you'll actually find that they're very troll-free and quite helpful communities generally. But then there's the other communities, such as the child exploitation communities, which are not market-driven. There's no money involved in those ones. They're all just finding like-minded people and sharing things. And there's an even smaller subset of those communities, which I try not to go into too much detail because it's just so horrific. But those people try to outdo each other with their sadism and cruelty.
You do also talk about how people are tracking that and trying to enforce the law to stop it. Is that a losing battle? To what extent can people interrogate the dark web and actually have some successes in combating the more horrific stuff that goes on?
Well, to be honest, the dark web does create a lot of problems for law enforcement because they can't track users through the usual computer forensic methods. So trying to identify users through social engineering, or I spoke to some police officers whose job it was to go through the photos and videos that were being shared on some of those places and looking in the background and trying to find out from the background where video was taken or looking for any identifying marks on any of the perpetrators in those videos. And they did it through old-fashioned detective work. I feel very sorry for them, but there is this amazing international task force of people that are working to track down the users of these sites, and they're doing a great job.
Eileen Ormsby, journalist and author of The Darkest Web, published by Allen & Unwin.